Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Between recording the next episode of my podcast, running a business, and all of the things life throws my way, sometimes it's good to just get away. Hola, ¿qué tal? It's Chiquis here. And let me tell you, I love booking a trip where I can escape. There's nothing like spending a few days at the beach, relaxing and spending time with family. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter your reasons, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Diosa FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to Season 7 of Locatora Radio.
We are your hosts. I'm Mala Munoz.
And I'm Diosa FM.
And we're so excited to be back. This is absolutely a weekly show now. For the past few years, we were kind of a weekly show. We just didn't put out episodes every week. But we're network girls now, so we got to be on schedule and on time. So here we are reporting for duty with another episode of our radiophonic novela. So thank you for tuning in.
We are contractually a weekly show now.
Yes.
So thank you, My Cultura, for the accountability. I'm so excited. We got this.
We got this.
It's a new era.
It's a new day. And we launched this new era with a gorgeous fabulous, breathtaking, dreamlike dinner that Michael Dura, iHeart, and Word Agency put together for us. We felt like princesses, the belles of the ball, and it took place at Nativo in Highland Park, a Latino-owned restaurant.
Yeah, it was such a beautiful evening. Thank you so much, Word Agency, for really seeing us and bringing everything that we've done over the last 6 years to life. There were some beautiful posters that they had made of all of our season visuals. They had a beautiful bouquet station where all of our guests for the evening took bouquets home. No arreglos were taken, okay, just the bouquets.
Yes.
There was a beautiful 360 photo booth, a beautiful wall, like with, like, what are those called?
There was foliage. There was shrubberies.
There was foliage.
Yeah.
It was a backdrop wall, like,
yes,
one of those, the Instagrammable
photos.
Walls. It was beautiful. And it was just overall a really lovely evening. We had a sobremesa, which we'll be playing at some point either on this episode or in a coming episode.
We just had like a bunch of friends, family, community, podcasters there, like, to talk about Latinos, Latinas in media, in entertainment, representation. Folks like Lala Romero of Belladonna, Eric Galindo, Patty Rodriguez, Melina Bobadilla. And it was really cool to hear all of their different perspectives from their various, like, places in the industry. And we're excited for you to hear part of that conversation. So we'll play you some clips.
It was also such a great evening just hearing how great we are and how much people love us.
Yeah, that's always fun.
That's always fun.
Yeah, all in one place.
Wow.
Usually it's a DM here, a comment there, you know, a passing, you know, accolade. But for it to be a focused, dedicated love fest for Locatora with a budget, honey,
our kink.
Yeah,
yes,
honestly, we definitely have a collective praise kink.
We do.
I love being told I'm a good girl and I'm doing a great job. It's my favorite.
Yeah, I love words of affirmation, so I was like living.
We love A pluses and gold stars.
It's true.
Yeah, like, we do extra credit. Like,
yes, we were those girls.
We're still those girls. We do extra credit all the time. No one asks us to do half the things that we do,
and we do them anyway.
Yeah, with a smile. So, yeah.
So in other news, also, we want to thank Johnny Walker and iFund Women for granting us a $10,000 grant. It was honestly out of, for us, like, a surprise and somewhat out of nowhere. We've worked with iFund Women in the past. If y'all remember, we crowdfunded with them in 2021 to launch Locatora Productions. And we got this email from them a couple weeks ago. And we're like, the email was like, please read.
All caps.
We're giving you a grant from Johnny Walker and iFund Women. And I, like, called Mala right away and I was like, this looks legit. What do we do? Like, oh my God. Because we didn't apply for anything, but because we're in the iFund Women circle, like, in the network, they have had their eye on us. And we were also presented the grant by
none other than Sophia Bush. There are a lot of diehard Sophia Bush fans out there, especially if you're, like, kind of local to L.A., if you remember One Tree Hill, if you watch Chicago Fire.
John Tucker Must Die.
I mean, the list goes on and on. She is an iconic SGV queen. She was a Rose Parade queen back in, what, 1999?
Shout out San Gabriel Valley.
Yes.
We love a Pasadena girl.
We do.
We love a San Gabriel Valley girl.
We do. So she's the One True Rose Parade queen. And she presented us with a $10,000 novelty check, essentially. And what's so exciting about this is really only a year after launching Locatora Productions. Now, with the help of this grant, thank you, Johnny Walker and Sophia Bush and iFund Women, we are now working on taking things to the next level and upgrading our tech, upgrading our microphones, and building out a physical studio space for us to record not only our projects, but, I don't know, maybe others, maybe a variety of projects in the future. So, you know, we're always scheming and planning on something. So this grant is, like, a really big step towards making that goal possible.
Yeah. And with that, we've actually reopened our iFund Women campaign. We are asking for an additional $5,000 to meet our goal. So if you feel so moved to contribute or you want to send to a rich friend, you are more than welcome to do that. Head to the show notes for more info.
Yes, we're at ifundwomen.com. We've got a whole campaign page up which explains what we're working on and what we've accomplished since 2021 and launching Locatora Productions. And we've accomplished quite a bit. I have to say, we're really just a small two-person team. And since then, we were in Times Square for Spotify's Hispanic Heritage Month. And I mean, like, our faces, you guys, like, big images of our faces in the middle of Times Square. What else? I launched a podcast, our first Locatora Productions original. It's called Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. That's been very fun. You also launched a project.
We launched a book club under Patreon. We have been in existence for over a year now. We read books by Latinx POC authors. It's a great time. You can join us by heading to patreon.com/locatora-productions.
What else have we accomplished?
So much. This is the pivotal moment. You know, we're with iHeart, we're with My Cultura now, and we're a weekly show. And so this is definitely like one of the biggest things. And today we're going to bring you some kind of fresh topics, some trending topics for us when we're recording. This is like just happened. And when you hear this episode, maybe a little bit later for you, but we still think it's worth talking about because there's a lot going on the timeline this week.
There's a lot. And, you know, it may not be the healthiest thing for us, but Diosa and I definitely wake up and like immediately check Twitter.
I'm trying to break that habit.
Yeah. But it's been years. And
years of conditioning my psyche to like reach for my phone. Mm-hmm. And now to undo it and unlearn it is hard.
I try. Sometimes I like will charge my phone in the other room. But once I get out of my bed and grab my phone, then I'm on Twitter.
That's it.
It's horrible.
For a while I was doing the like timed apps. So like you're not allowed to, but it's manual. So it's like I can just exit out of it if I want to. You know what I mean? I can let myself into the app. Mm-hmm. It does like take a little step so that I'm a little more conscious of like, girl, should you be doing that right now? Yeah. But then I removed it and I never put it back. So you know, stay tuned. Next episode I will have it back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an ongoing battle. It's an ongoing struggle. But we inform ourselves so much off of Twitter. Like, there's really breaking news on there. So we're going to bring some of that to you today. And I also think it's fascinating because we do not all have the same Twitter timeline. Like, I'll talk to a white man and the things that are trending on his timeline are so vastly different than what's trending on mine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, different worlds here. So we're going to talk to you about what we're seeing.
I mean, not to go on a tangent too much or really steer away from the conversation. So I'll just say this and then we can move on. I still don't know what happened with Olivia Wilde and Harry's like, it did come up on my timeline, but it felt like one of those things like, I actually don't want to know.
Right. With the don't worry, darling stuff.
Yeah. And I'm going to keep scrolling. Mm-hmm. So if anyone would like to break it down for me, by all means, but I also like don't care to know.
Yeah.
And so don't tell me.
Yeah, it's my very loose understanding. I try to keep
don't
up.
Don't tell me. Okay.
I just told you not to tell me. We're not going to taint this episode with that very plebeian drama, Harry Styles and Florence Pugh. It's very beneath us over here at Locatora Radio, so we're not going to bother with such things.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times, on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're gonna go on to like Latinx chisme. Yes. All right.
So Sandra Cisneros, you guys. Sandra Cisneros is back in the news for not great reasons.
The icon. Yes. We love her. Our name, one of our names is actually inspired by one of her poems.
Oh, yeah.
Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, taken from, inspired by Loose Woman, the woman of myth and bullshit is her line. And that very much informed our work here at Locatora Radio. So I do want to call back to that. However, in the last few years, you know, what I've noticed is that the older Chicanas or the older Latinas, you know, they're very much in their set in their ways. They have their ideologies. They have their way of thinking. And that's kind of it.
It's hard.
And so it's when these things happen, we're like definitely disappointed.
Yeah.
But I also like I'm think about it that way. Like, damn, like this person's probably not going to change.
Yeah, I agree. And it's interesting to watch play out, I think. Especially in this era where like you're there was a time where your icons, they wrote their books, they wrote a letter, they wrote an article in print, and the extent of their words and their thoughts were things that had already gone through editing and they've been published. Right. And we're in this place now where for years and years and years, as people get older and older and older, you can see their every thought, and it's not going through editors and publishers and screenings and things like that. So we just get to see this insight into these thinkers and writers and scholars that I don't think has ever been possible for folks unless you like personally one-on-one knew somebody. So most recently, you know, Sandra got a lot of flack because, of course, the American Dirt scandal, the disgraced book a few years ago, right? This book was called out and its author for a huge advance, like $1 million advance paid out to the author. And the book being a book about sort of like a Mexican immigration story. And a lot of Mexican and Mexican-American and Latinx authors did not like the book, took a lot of issue with the book, that there were pieces of the book lifted from other Mexican-American writers, that there were other Mexican-American writers whose works have been ignored for years. And you have a very sort of like gauche, like romanticized, like stereotypical depiction of immigrant life and right. such in American Dirt, and it's getting all this funding.
Right. It was also, I read that some of the critique was also just the portrayal of the characters, mm-hmm. very caricature, mm-hmm. you know, very stereotype of what immigrants are like or what Mexico is like. And so there was a big pushback when this book was released. Huge. This person, in the public sphere at least, the author had only recently started identifying as Latina. And so people, of course, had issues with that. And we did mm-hmm. we did do an extensive episode on this mm-hmm. in our archives. If you want to search through it, we can also link that in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And so Sandra Cisneros, of course, got some pushback. She got some criticism for even providing, she wrote a blurb for the
yes.
book.
Yeah.
And so since then, she has doubled down mm-hmm. on her support of the book.
Yes. And so today, the tweets that we were seeing, right, people are asking Sandra about it again. Like, why give a cosign to a book by a non-Mex? And one of the issues being that the author is not Mexican. I think she's like half Puerto Rican or a quarter Puerto Rican or something like that. And this being, in theory, a story about Mexico and Mexicans. So Sandra wrote a foreword for the book or wrote a blurb for the book, like a very positive one. And at the time when people were asking her about it, she said, well, kind of, she just wants people to consume this type of literature, kind of regardless of who's writing it or necessarily the nuances. She just wants people to be having immigration conversations. And of course, Mexican-American authors take issue with that. And Sandra being a Mexican-American author, it's like, what gives, lady? And then today, I guess people are asking her about it because it's been a couple years, you know, time has passed. And it was very interesting to see Sandra, you know, recently now saying, well, At the time I was reviewing 26 different books and, you know, it's just one of the books and I thought it was fine and just very much doubling down. And so my conversation with Diosa is like, when you are a creator and an author like this and you get all this feedback from your readership, even if you don't necessarily agree with all of it or you don't plan on applying it in your life, like something very simple that Sandra could have said, if I'm her PR person, if she has PR, is like, well, thank you all for the feedback. I'm gonna take a closer look at the books I review. And maybe instead of reviewing 26 books at a time, I'm gonna review 15 books at a time, you know? But it's just interesting to see. It doesn't seem that the feedback is like meaning anything to her or having an impact on her at all.
Right. And I think she also, you know, said something somewhat problematic, you know, in this recent interview where she, you know, she in some ways makes this claim that the Latinx or Latino writers, the contemporary ones of this time in the last few years, are also jealous that this person got a big book deal. And I think conflating it to jealousy is very wrong because mm-hmm. we know that writers of color don't get the same opportunities in the book publishing industry. And she, of all people, should know that.
Yeah.
And so I think that rightfully so, people are questioning, like, girl, mm-hmm. like.
Yeah. Janine Cummins being the
author,
the name of the author mm-hmm. of American Dirt. And it's true. And something that has been pointed out, a bunch of authors in the wake of the American Dirt scandal came together and formed a sort of group, Dignidad Literaria. And there seemed to be like a little shadiness from Sandra towards that specific movement and that group. And, you know, again, there's always a way to say thank you for letting me know that this upsets you. Like, how can we work on it? How can we fix it?
Right.
You know?
And I think one of the reasons that Cisneros supported this book and, you know, in her interview, I'll read this direct quote from Silvia Moreno Garcia. She's the author of Mexican Gothic, Velvet Was the Night. We've read a lot of her work in Locas por Libros, my book club. And she is responding to Sandra Cisneros and what she's saying about this book changing the minds, right, of people that perhaps don't understand immigration. And so what she says is no damn book was going to do what Cisneros wanted, fight against Trumpism, and all publishing has to do is twiddle their thumbs, wait, and everyone will forget about any issues. After all, Hispanic Heritage Month only runs 1 month.
Sass. Good quote. I think that sums things up very nicely.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
La cual pudiera llevarme al hospital, así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's not all from Latinx News on the TL. While we're scrolling this morning, we also see, not only on Twitter, but also on Instagram, that the Disney Plus documentary Mija, starring Doris Anahí, has been postponed until further notice, the release of it. Now, this is a documentary, a film that has been shown at festivals like Sundance. It's done very well. It's gotten a lot of hype and critical acclaim. We're very excited for Doris and for the story. For those who maybe are unfamiliar with Doris Muñoz, Doris being known primarily for her work in music management. Her Mija management company is responsible for the rise of artists like Cuco, for example. And she had this really iconic concert series that was taking place in New York and LA called Selena for Sanctuary. And Disney Plus came out with a documentary about her, her life, her family, her work. And according to a post on Instagram by Doris on her reels, and then a tweet that we saw this morning, it seems like Disney Plus has postponed the release of this project to wider audiences.
So Disney Plus bought the documentary. So they had produced it and shown it at different festivals, but Disney Plus like bought it to stream on their platform. And they had a launch date of September 16th. And then we see a post this morning where, you know, Doris shares that it has been postponed until further notice. And the optics are not great.
No.
Love or hate Hispanic, Latino, Latinx Heritage Month, but this is a month that a lot of our projects get pushed out, you mm-hmm. know? And so while we, of course, support our projects all year round, there are certain corporations, media companies that give extra attention this time of month. Mm-hmm. So for this project to be pulled during this month is one, horrible. Like,
yeah.
A slap in the face. And two, like, it's not the media landscape right now for Latinx projects and shows. It's bad.
Yeah, it's a little bleak. Like we discussed in our last episode, a lot of shows are getting canceled, or shows involving Latinx creatives and movies are just not being distributed. So a lot of Latinx projects or projects involving Latinx talent are just kaput and not seeing the light of day. So, for example, Batgirl with Leslie Grace, starring Leslie Grace.
Was pulled
and apparently like incinerated, deleted. Like the movie just doesn't exist anymore. We talked about Gordita Chronicles has been canceled.
Right.
Not renewed for a second season.
Right. Yeah. So we covered all these different shows in our last episode mm-hmm. if you want to go back and catch up. But it's just not, it's not good. It's not great.
We don't love it.
We hate it. And it's also, I feel, me personally, like I feel kind of nervous in the sense like we've seen this already. Like the early 2000s, there was like the quote Latino boom in the U.S. We had Ricky Martin. We had J-Lo. Like we had all these different artists, mm-hmm. all this different support. If you mm-hmm. look at like the rise of Daddy Yankee.
Right.
Like, all this different support for artists. And then like people were like, never mind. We don't want to do this anymore. We're pivoting to something else. And
yeah.
I'm wondering if that's what we're seeing in real time.
Yeah.
And we're not identifying it as that yet. And
right.
so that does make me nervous. Like
right.
are Latinos out now?
Are we on the way out?
Oh, yeah. Like we're not.
Yeah.
We're not mainstream anymore, or we're not like trendy.
Yeah.
Is that partly what's happening?
Yeah.
And these are questions I'm asking myself.
Right.
And like that's why we're bringing them here, because mm-hmm. we can now look back and see like the shift and the changes, the end of it in the early 2000s. And is that what we're experiencing right now?
Totally. I mean, we had channels, I mean, that were like U.S. American channels. We had MTV Tres. We had Mundos. Right. Of course, there's Univision, there's Telemundo. But on MTV, like mm-hmm. very cool programming.
Right.
Like, and today we don't have necessarily those dedicated TV channels anymore. TV and streaming is so different. It's changed. What we have instead are like these individual projects. Right. we have things like the Michael Dura Network and all these like Latinx-based shows. We have like a documentary like Mija. We have books. We have TV shows like Gordita Chronicles, you know? So then in the broader context, like it makes sense then why a Latinx audience is upset when something like American Dirt gets greenlit mm-hmm. and heavily funded.
Absolutely. It's all related.
The New York Times bestseller list mm-hmm. when our original works are not getting greenlit or they're getting canceled and not getting the funding and support that they deserve. So it kind of like all ties together.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think like going back to your comment about Univision and Telemundo, like they're still not really a mainstream like hub or mm-hmm. network for like the U.S. Latinos television wise. Like we have this great platform now like My Cultura Network, and we have like other channels as well, but there's still not like a singular thing that like hosts like all the film and TV,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. like we did with the MTV Mundo Centres, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And I mean, it's like we talk about this too, and there's all this digital media. Everything is digital. And if it's digital, it can be like erased off of the face of the planet. Like we don't have physical copies of things anymore. So, you know, Batgirl just being not only not released, but just gone, just deleted. Right. And when we have these, we talk about this with Locatora Radio, like we're an archive, an audio archive. And the importance of us like saving that and like archiving the archive, you know, because what happens once a streaming digital show is no longer streaming in digital? Where can people go and find it?
We're going to bring back records, y'all.
We got to bring back records. We're going to bring back Blockbuster,
yeah.
but for podcasts.
The resurgence of Blockbuster, thanks to us.
100%. Not to bring down the mood, but there was a horrible hurricane in Puerto Rico. There was also a terrible earthquake in Mexico City. So while we're doing news, we like to bring in some serious breaking news as well. And the reason why we're talking about this, even though this episode is going to come out, you know, after the actual hurricane and after the actual earthquake, is because the relief efforts are ongoing and the needs are ongoing because Puerto Rico is only 5 years out from Hurricane Maria, and this new hurricane, Hurricane Fiona, is, you know, terrorizing the island. So as we know, PR has not had the best infrastructure or like relief channels.
And by design, colony of the U.S.
Absolutely. And so just as a reminder, when you're looking to contribute to like relief efforts on the ground, make sure that you're doing your research into like Puerto Rican organizations and Puerto Rican groups. And if you know Puerto Ricans specifically, the best way to help is to like reach out directly and individually, because there's already this long history of like FEMA and like the Red Cross and like these American, you know, like humanitarian groups soaking up funding and then not distributing supplies or not distributing aid. So the best way to help is like talk to Puerto Rican people, because Puerto Ricans know other Puerto Ricans, and that's your answer.
So before we move on to Mexico, I do want to plug Defend PR. There, you can find them on Instagram. They're a grassroots org, and they have like a centralized place, a centralized list of different resources that you can send money to in PR. They're all different organizations that specifically support queer and trans people, families in need of food, families in need of supplies. So you can like definitely encourage you all, if you're looking to support folks in PR, head over to Defend PR. You can check them out on Instagram. Also want to plug, I want to talk about El Apagón. Bad Bunny released a music video a couple weeks ago, and he turned the music video into a documentary. And so it's like a 15-minute documentary with reporting from independent Puerto Rican journalist Bianca Graulau. And she is talking to folks on the ground that have been affected by the privatization of resources and the gentrification of Puerto Rico, the mm-hmm. privatization of beaches.
Mm-hmm.
So especially for folks like us that are like non-Caribbeans, but love like reggaeton, love mm-hmm. Bad Bunny, love Puerto Rican culture. Like mm-hmm. definitely like it's important, I think, to pay attention to what's happening on the island and lend our support. And so definitely encourage folks to watch that documentary as well.
100%. And different parts of the island are experiencing this differently. Like, my grandfather was in Puerto Rico all summer. He was there for like 3 months, and like, we just flew him back recently. So his sisters are still on the island, and luckily they're experiencing power outages, but I think that seems to be the extent of it. So even if it seems like maybe people are even still vacationing there or are like having a grand time, different parts of the island are experiencing different levels of devastation. So yeah, check in on your Puerto Rican friends is basically the long and the short. So now, speaking on Mexico, there was a big earthquake recently, and it actually landed on, and both of these, the hurricane in Puerto Rico and the earthquake in Mexico, are landing on anniversaries. So the anniversary of the 1985 earthquake 37 years ago, and that's very scary because that was a very devastating earthquake. And it seems whenever earthquakes hit Mexico City, they're like pretty devastating. Like, they don't have light earthquakes.
Yeah. And again, like, they don't have the infrastructure by design. So their buildings like don't always, they're not necessarily like safe in the sense like where us in the US or in LA specifically, we have like regulations for earthquakes from like that were built during a certain time. Mexico doesn't necessarily have that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not all over the country. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons that the earthquakes are devastating.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we don't have on us today a specific organization to plug in Mexico, but they have like a pretty hardcore team of folks that like go in and like basically like dive into the rubble to, you know, save people and such, like when disaster strikes in Mexico. So keep an eye on that. And we're going to move out of our events, our trending topics, our current events portion, and talk to you about an original sort of couple of segments that we want to introduce to you guys on Locatora Radio. So we love our segments. On different episodes, you might hear us bring in a segment like Latinas in Politics. If it's an election cycle, we have a segment called Weird Things White Women Did This Week, where we talk about a weird thing that a white woman did that week. We also have two new segments that we want to start introducing to you guys. My segment that I'm leading is called Malas Palabras, using bad words to discuss people, places, and things. So if you have a person, a place, or a thing, and you'd like me to use bad words to talk about it, go to our website, locatoraradio.com. Leave us a message on our speak pipe and tell me who you want me to, what person, place, or thing you want me to badmouth, essentially. Now, be clear, I am going to bleep out most of my segment because we want our episodes to be, you know, evergreen and usable. And we're also not trying to set me up for like a libel lawsuit. So I will handle the topics in a creative way, but head to locatoraradio.com. And send me topics for Malas Palabras on our speak pipe. Diosa also is going to be leading a segment in coming episodes.
Yeah, I'm going to be leading a segment called Diosa Dice, where I basically get to boss you around and tell you how to get your shit together by way of me telling you how I've gotten my shit together, because like, I'm always spread thin and doing the most. And so we're going to like take a step back and decide how to like take care of ourselves in a fun way and in a good way, a healthy way. As a non-therapist, I will give you some advice.
Yes. And if you've never had Diosa boss you around, it's a very enjoyable experience. You guys are going to love it. So please tune in because you don't want to miss that.
Yes. You can also send me a little bit of, you can let me know what advice you need by heading over to our website, locatoraradio.com, and you can also leave your message in the speak pipe.
It just might get played on a future episode of Locatora Radio here on the My Cultura Network for iHeartRadio.
Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
We'll catch you next time. Besitos. Besitos.
Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Femme.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.